special Cellar Dive episode of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, so Brutal Battle here. Just so people know right off the bat, this is a Cellar Dive episode, but this is also the first episode that we're trying a new microphone out. So hopefully everything's good with this. Hopefully the audio actually sounds a little bit better because it is a nicer microphone. The one we had been using was as old as the podcast, so a bit over 5 years old. So hopefully this is much better. Brand new, nicer, upgrade, you know, all that jazz. Anyone who actually cares, it's a Blue Yeti. Blue's the company, Yeti's the style of microphone, so just letting you know. Anyway, Cellar Dive, so we're kind of keeping it with, like, the last Cellar Dive, where Rebecca kind of wanted to make it a bit of a competition.
Did I really say that?
You most definitely said that. So, I have two beers that I chose from our cellar, she has two beers that she chose from our cellar, and it's funny because we made the choices first, and then I realized after, like, an hour or so after that, I was like, wait a minute, there kind of is a theme to all of these beers, and that theme actually is fruit. Every single one of these four beers has fruit integrated into it in one way or another, so I think that's very interesting. And we'll see how that ends up panning out. So, mine are the first two, Rebecca's are the last two. And I'm worried about some of these potentially gushing, so I do have a bucket that I'm going to open. Well, it's a bowl. A large bowl that I'm... cooking bowl that I'm going to open it over just to make sure
it's
no
issue. I'm going to vote against yours, no matter what I think.
Well, I think we should be able to trust each other to be honest with this, you think?
Maybe.
We should be able to. So, my first one is by Oxbow Beer... Oxbow Brewing Company, and they're out of Portland, Maine. Although it says on their bottle, Newcastle and Portland, Maine. I guess they have two locations. Or maybe they're sitting right on the line between those two places. I don't even know if they're close. This is their Momoko. It is 7% alcohol, and it is a barrel-aged farmhouse ale with peaches. It was in the production time is 12 months. It was bottled in May of 2017, so it's a year in the bottle. And it says to enjoy within 5 years. So let's go ahead. Hopefully this one doesn't end up.
Nope.
All right, we're good. We're totally good on that one. Whew. First one down, no problems. There you go.
Okay. All right,
take a look at it.
It's real pretty. It looks like champagne-y.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's got actually pretty significant size bubbles that are sticking to the sides, which actually might just be an indicator that the glasses are a slight bit dirty.
What?
No, I don't think they are. Sometimes that is an indicator. Well, because the bubbles can't form unless there's what's called a nucleation point, so there's something there. But at any rate, probably dust or something. Anyway, it's like very orange looking. I can see through it when I can get my eye around the bubbles. But yeah, it's got like a nice head to it. Smell it.
Mm.
Ooh, that smells really good. Kind of smells like a wine to me, like a red wine.
Really?
Yeah, like I do get a decent tartness to it.
I'm getting a lot of the peach.
Yeah, there is a lot of peach.
I mean, it could be peach, nectarine, I wouldn't know. Obviously, it's peach because I know what's in it.
Right. I do get a lot of the peach. I get a lot of like a lemony sourness in the nose. I get some of that kind of like oaky smell from the barrel.
That's kind of all I'm picking up on, everything that you just said.
Yeah, but it smells really, like, clean and refreshing, is how it smells. And I'm anticipating a decent amount of sourness based on the smell.
Yeah, it smells very delicate.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Whoa. That peach. Oh, my gosh. It's not as sour as I thought.
No, it's just, it's tart.
Mm. Yeah, it's got a quick tart hit to it. But there's so much peach flavor in there, don't you think?
It reminds me a lot of that peach super soak.
Yes, from Trillium that we had. Yeah, when we were up in Boston, we went to Trillium and had their peach super soak, which is just like a peach sour. Yeah, this reminds me a decent amount like that. Lots of peach to it. And it's like, I've said this before with these types of fruits, like, I just feel like I can taste, like, the fuzz mm-hmm. with the skin, you know?
It's good. Okay. I have to agree.
This tastes really good.
I have to say, props. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm. This is not a cheap bottle of beer. I've had it for a little bit.
Where'd you get it?
Wine World. It was recommended to me by Josh Rodriguez. He was like, dude, I know what kind of stuff you like, and you're really going to like this Momoko. Oxbow does really do good stuff, but they are always expensive.
How much was it?
I don't even remember. I mean, we've had this beer for many months.
Yeah, this is good.
Mm. I'd say it's more than good. It was very good. I was not, honestly, with it having been in the bottle for an entire year, I wasn't expecting to get this level of peach to it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of surprised by that. Obviously, pleasantly surprised by that, but...
Go ahead.
Mm.
It's a good one.
I'll give you a rinse. Oh, I think I'm off to a pretty positive start here.
Oh, man. Okay.
Mm. I'm going to enjoy drinking more of that later. Like, really getting into it. Oh. Palate cleanse. All right.
Next.
So, my second entry into this competition is...
Wait, no. It's a cellar dive.
Oh, it's a competition, though. So, this is by the brewery, or Brewery Teru, out of Placentia, California. This is their Orchard Project, and this is Orchard Project with nectarines, although that is a little bit misleading because there's additional stuff in there. It is a sour wit ale brewed with spices and aged in oak barrels with nectarines and raspberries.
Nectarines
so,
and raspberries.
Okay. They've done a few of these right now, and I don't know if they're going to continue to do more, but they did this nectarine one, they did one with plumcots, and they did one with apricots, which I didn't know that a plumcot was a thing. But
what is it?
I don't know. It's like a new fruit, I guess. I didn't look it up. I just drank it.
Well... Is it really a plumcot, or is it a play on, like, were there plum and apricots in it?
No, it straight up says on the bottle, plumcots and raspberries. That one also has raspberry added to it. Hmm. It says plumcots and raspberries.
It must be a hybrid fruit.
Yeah. They're always doing that kind of stuff.
That kind of creeps
like,
me out.
Like pluots. Like it. Plum and apricot put together, the pluots.
It creeps me out.
It's science, Rebecca. It's genetic engineering
yeah,
on
like
a fruit
that.
Level.
I don't want that.
Does that make you uncomfortable? Do you think the fruit's going to start becoming sentient?
I just want it natural.
Just want regular fruit. Okay. This is 8.7% alcohol, so let's give this a shot. Oh, not a whole lot of carbonation to it. So this one I think people might still be able to get a hold of if you... live close to the brewery in California, or if you live close to the brewery's Union Market store in Washington, D.C., because they have it at that store, and I'm sure they have it at their California store. But the cool thing about this is, like with some of their brews, now they're starting to do not only 750-milliliter bottles, but they're doing 375-milliliter, and that's what this one is in. It's just nice because if you want to try something, you don't have to commit to 750 milliliters all at once if you don't end up liking it or you can't do it by yourself.
I think that's such a nice size bottle.
It is. I agree. It also makes it more affordable for some people. Coloration, very orange, but there's a little bit of a haze to it. It's not totally clear.
I feel like it's more yellow.
Yeah, there's a little yellow to it, but I see a lot of orange in there.
This smells
little head.
Really good.
Ooh, it smells very soft,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
I mean, you get I'm getting exactly like the nectarines, the raspberries. It just smells like really fruity.
Yeah, nectarines, raspberries. I get a little bit of that oak in the nose that's like really, really soft.
I'm getting a little lemon.
It smells a little funky too.
Really?
Not super funky. There's just like this little funk on the end of each sniff.
It smells just like really sweet fruit.
Yeah, it does. I really don't smell a ton of tartness or sourness to it, honestly. But we'll see what the flavor's like. That is soft. That is soft.
Okay. That's another good one.
This is good. Although, There is a little something on the end that comes off a little like corn to me. Do you perceive that, or is it just me?
I'm not getting it at all.
Huh, maybe I need to rinse my palate a little bit more.
Whew.
I just have my
water. Phlegm. The phlegm is coming.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a lot softer than I thought. It's a lot more rounded out. I kind of thought that it would be significantly more sour, although the sourness from the Momoko may actually be downplaying the sourness that we would otherwise be getting in this one if we had this one first.
Right.
So that's a possibility, but that's good. It's soft. It's got the nectarine, the raspberry, the little oakiness, little, like you were saying, a little quick hit of lemon.
I think I like the Momoko better.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I definitely do. And although I will say that the price between these two is very different from what I remember. Like, I believe that Orchard Project Nectarine is like $5 or $6 for the 375. And I'm pretty sure that this Oxbow one, which the size is 500 milliliter, I think that was like 18 to 20 or something like that. So
I don't know if I like it that much more.
Right, and that's kind of why I was pointing it out, is there is a significant price difference between these two. But if someone else is paying...
Right, if someone else is paying, I like Momoko.
Just be like, just give me a whole case of the Momoko.
I'm paying. I like the Nectarine Orchard Project. Okay.
Help me up with that Momoko.
Okay, all right. So my two picks... Carlin's two picks are similar. My two picks are similar.
Yeah. All right, so... Rebecca's first one is by Blackberry Farm Brewery, which we've had them on here one other time, and they are out of Walland, Tennessee, and this is their Roasted Cherry Stout, and it is 6.3 alcohol. 6.3%. It is cork and cage, so this is one that Rebecca looked at, and she was like, oh, good thing you're getting the bowl, because... Cork and cage make you nervous.
And it's another...
Uh-oh. It's got a lot of pressure in here, I can feel.
Oh, no, we're good.
Oh, wow. Color me surprised. I mean, with how much pressure, because as soon as I took the cage away, I could feel the cork starting to push up a little bit. Yeah.
And this is not a little BB bottle.
Yeah, this one is... Is this a 375?
It looks like it.
Yeah, it does. 12.7 fluid ounces is what it says. I don't know conversions. So.
It looks the same size.
Yeah, it does. It looks like it's about the same. There you go.
And this is the bottle we picked up at Golden Crust.
Yeah. Golden Crust Pizza and Red Lion, awesome. You know what's funny? Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just in my head. But the head on this looks like it's slightly red.
Well, I think there's...
Like, the head looks like brown with a little red tinge in it. But that might just be...
I think that's you.
It might be just in my head. But it looks real brown. Can't really see through it. Decent little tannish head.
I'm really getting...
It smells fruity. But I can't discern what the fruit is.
Yeah.
Based on the smell. It's just, like, nondescript fruitiness. Do you get anything else?
No. I'm not really getting much of anything.
I mean, I smell, like a sweet maltiness in there. I would assume that I would get some sort of, like, chocolate to it, but I don't.
Yeah.
No. It's just, like, if we didn't know that this was a roasted cherry stout, I'd be, like, some sort of fruit.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good. So, it's super thin.
I don't like it at all.
Which, I was expecting it to be kind of thin because it's only 6.3%. It's not imperial, so it's not going to be, like, super thick. So, it is on the thinner end. I do get that flavor of the cherry, but I don't think I could pick it out as cherry. What about you?
It's like...
It's got a little bit of a floral note.
Yeah, something's not jiving with it. I don't know what it is.
It's like...
Did we rinse our glasses good enough, do you think?
I think we did. Yeah, there's this weird kind of floral note after the fruitiness. And then it's just like, I do get a little bit of like the roasted malt, but it's not a ton. I think something like this, you kind of needed more of a backbone to the beer to stand up to the fruit.
It's like the stout itself isn't very good.
Right. Well, I mean, I just think the thing is, it needed to be imperial. Like, I really think it just needed to be imperial. Because you can't taste anything. Like, it's just like, it's the fruitiness with, like, the slightest little bit of the roasted malt, but...
Yeah. I don't even think
can't
I'm
get
gonna,
much.
I feel no need to drink more of this.
I mean, maybe it'll develop a little bit as we continue to try it, but... I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like I need to rinse my glass better.
Maybe. I don't dislike it. I will put it that way. I don't dislike this beer.
I do.
And as I continue to sip on it, I do feel like I get less of that floral note and more of the actual fruit note. But it's really, like, the fact that it's a stout, if I was just tasting it blind and I couldn't see what it looked like and I didn't know what it was, I would just be like, oh, it's some sort of fruit beer. Like, I wouldn't be able to say that it was a stout.
Give me a little bit more. I rinsed my glass better.
Okay. That's fine.
I just want to make sure. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, like we're saying, not huge on it, but I don't hate it. Actually, that floral note comes off a little soapy, to be honest.
It's just something that just doesn't... Yeah.
Something is not jiving. Yeah, I don't know.
It just is flat, like it's flat. For me, like the flavors,
it's almost totally one dimension.
Yeah, when I say flat, I mean the carbonation is there, but just like the flavor profile. Yeah. There's nothing. I'm not getting any stout characteristics.
Yeah. So this is we've had a few Blackberry Farms beers before, and this is by far the most disappointing one.
Yeah.
All the other ones we've been like, man, that's really, really good. This
Damn
kind
it,
of
I'm never going to win this competition now.
Yeah, because my worst beer outperformed that.
Damn it. I'm hosed.
You know what? Maybe what we should do in the future is make it more than two beers, and then you have more of a shot. So we do six or eight.
No. That's a...
All right. But let's... But
that's
we can,
a decacid.
We can average how good they are. You know,
we could do a Carlin versus Rebecca decasode.
Yeah, no, that's actually not a bad idea. We'd have to get someone else to pour the beers, though.
Mm.
Which I think we could set that up. We could get someone. Someone would do it for us. All right, let's go with the final one. And this one also was a recommendation from Josh Rodriguez. And this is Rebecca's final entry. It is by Duclaw Brewing out of Baltimore, Maryland. It is their Pastryarchy. And this is the Valencia Orange Chocolate Imperial Stout Pastryarchy, 8.5% alcohol by volume. And it's in a 16-ounce can. They are doing a series of these, of the Pastryarchy beers. It's Imperial Stouts with different things added to it.
Things.
Yeah. So this is the very first one that they did. And they did this at a can release. They ended up having some extra, so it made it to Wine World and some other places.
This better do...
Well, it's, I mean, look, it you already know that the body's going to be there because it's Imperial.
Okay.
So that's a plus off the bat.
I mean, can I even win? And if this is like by far the best beer, does that mean I can win?
You'd have to, in your mind, average them out and tell me honestly what you think were the best two.
My last one was such a stinker, though.
That's the problem with pulling stuff that you don't know how it's going to be. Like, I didn't know about the Momoko. I had an idea about the Orchard Project because I had the Plumcot one on my own. So I was like, it's going to be solid at least.
I mean, I was like, Blackberry Farm.
Well, I know. And I probably would have thought the same thing. Like, yeah. So, actually, anyway. We have another Blackberry Farm in the fridge. Not of that, of something different.
I love the head on this is like so creamy looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks really creamy. It's very thick. It's very brown. You can't see through it. It looks like an Imperial Stout. You can just see like nothing. It's just so dark. smell.
And it smells like orange and chocolate.
Yeah. That's a really nice smell. That's a lot of chocolate in the smell, too. Yeah. The orange isn't too much. It's definitely there, but it's not crazy.
Yeah, it's just right.
Ooh, yeah. It's like really nice, creamy chocolate with a touch of orange.
Yeah.
Like, better version than those, like, orange chocolate balls you can buy. Because those,
so
like,
much better.
The chocolate's not actually, like, quality in those. Yeah. It's like, it smells like if you had a quality made one. All right, let's try this. Oh, that's good. Mm. Oh, that's good.
The orange is, the stout is good, and the orange is just right.
It's not, so this is the thing. When Josh Rodriguez told me, get this beer, I was a little hesitant. Because I'm honestly not big on the combo of fruit and chocolate.
Yeah.
Especially, like, orange and chocolate. Because I've had that kind of combo in, like, foods and desserts before. And I've had it in beer before, too. And I'm just never, like, a big fan. So I was like, even if it's good, I could end up not liking it. But this is good. I like this.
I think this is the best beer we've had tonight.
That's a really tough call, to be honest.
It is by far the most superior beer.
Now, I'm going to... All right, we'll figure this out. We'll figure this one out.
It is good.
We're still going to do our ranking.
Well, it's also hard because they're so different.
Yeah, they are quite different. This is really good, though. Like, there's so much of, like, a rich milk chocolate base to this beer. It's got a really nice viscosity to it.
Yeah.
And then just, like, a... More than a kiss of the Valencia orange in there. Like, it's substantial enough that you know this is, like, chocolate and orange. But it's not overbearing.
No. Not at all.
Mm. I like it. Good job, man. Good job, Duclaw. That's good.
Okay.
Actually, the oranginess at times when I'm sipping it comes off as kind of like a citrus from hops.
Oh, I can see that.
Which is a good thing. I mean, it tastes good. All right, so do you want to rank first, or do you want me to rank?
I feel I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Patriarchy.
Yes.
First, then Momoko, then the Orchard Project Nectarines, and then the Blackberry Farm Roasted Cherry Stout.
Okay. And I'm going to go the Momoko first. Then the Patriarchy, then the Orchard Project Nectarines, and then the Roasted Cherry Stout.
That means I lose.
Well, I mean, yes, but not by a lot. Just think about it this way. If you had a different beer subbed in...
Then we would be, like, really even.
Because, honestly, that Patriarchy, for me, is not far from the Momoko in how good it is.
I agree.
They're very close.
I just... Naturally, my taste buds always are going to go towards a stout rather than.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
The Momoko is very well done.
I was actually surprised that you didn't pull out a KBS for this. Because we have a few in the fridge.
I know. I did think about it.
Yeah. And actually, one of the other beers that I thought about doing, I always let Rebecca pick her beers first. And I don't want to, like, repeat. I don't want to repeat styles too much, and I also don't want to repeat breweries at all in these episodes. Within the same episode, that is. So, originally, I had picked out, I wanted to do the Orchard Project Nectarines and a 5-year-old bourbon barrel-aged, oh no, almost 6-year-old bourbon barrel-aged Devil's Milk by Duclaw, which has been sitting down there for 6 years. But I didn't because she picked the Patriarchy, so I was like, well, I'm not going to have two Duclaws. So actually, that was to your detriment, because then I picked the Momoko in that split in its place, so,
That would have been a big beer for the two of us to drink.
Well, now this makes me want to get the other Patriarchy. I don't know if they've done that release yet or not. If they haven't done it, it's coming up very, very soon. And I think it was one that has, like, some spices in it, I want to say. It may even have been, like, some sort of, like, chai something. Mm. I don't know. I'm not 100%. I can't remember, but...
Yeah.
Overall, good lineup. Like, the Roasted Cherry Stout is not a bad beer. It's just not what you hoped for.
I think it's a bad beer.
I don't think it's a bad, you know.
You would call that a stout?
Well, no, I'm not talking from a style standpoint. I'm pouring some more for myself, just to verify here. I'm just saying from the standpoint of, if you don't know what it is, and you try it, I don't think you'd be like, oh, this is a bad beer. I think you'd just be like, that's fine, I don't love it.
See, I'm just like, it doesn't do anything. I don't even, like, it just tastes like nothing.
I gotta be honest. After having the Pastryarchy and then going back to the Roasted Cherry Stout, I taste more of the cherry.
Okay, give me some.
And the cherry actually doesn't taste bad. The cherry's pretty solid. But, okay, I mean, good. You still can't tell that it's a stout. But yeah, I'm not saying that it's a fine beer from the standpoint of Roasted Cherry Stout. I'm just saying from, if you don't know what it's supposed to be, just tasting it blind, it's a decent beer.
See, I feel like if I don't know what it is, it doesn't taste like anything.
Honestly?
It just tastes like...
Honestly, it kind of tastes like a very light farmhouse ale with some cherries added. That's what it tastes like to me. I cannot discern, really, yes, any sort of roasted or chocolatey malt.
I agree. Like, if I close my eyes and I don't see the color of the beer, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And it tastes fine. Like, it's not bad. I actually kind of enjoy it. I might drink the rest of that if you don't want it, honestly. I don't hate it. I think it's fun.
I think I just hate it because I wanted it to be more.
You hated it because it made you lose.
It soiled my opportunities to beat you.
But honestly, what were we playing for?
Bragging rights?
Well, I mean, yes. Internet bragging rights, to be specific.
Podcast bragging rights?
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
Which,
well,
I think I won the last one, too, actually.
Yeah, you did.
The next one, you're going to have to bring your A game.
I'm going to go out. I'm not even going to make it a cellar dive. I'm going to go out and buy beer. I'm going to buy beer and store it away. And then when you call for the cellar dive, I'm going to be like, oh, look what I found.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be better beer.
I'm going to plan ahead.
Oh, you'll plan ahead. What are you going to get? You're going to try and import some, like, some Heady Topper Sip of Sunshine or something?
I don't know. I'm going to find all of the best beers I can find. Then I'm going to say, Carlin, you want to do a cellar dive?
Honestly,
if
you wanted to really plan it out, you could look at my Untappd account and see what I rated the highest
beers.
And go try and get it.
And then go get them, and then I will secure them and then say, cellar dive time.
It's like an audible, which is just like, surprise cellar dive, it's going down.
Yeah.
I'd be fine for that. I'm always down to have some beers.
It's a sneak attack.
All right, well, this was fun. This was actually our 8th. Cellar dive episode.
That many?
Yeah, we've done 8 of them now. Well, we tried to do 2 for every, like, grouping of 10 episodes. Like, normal. 10 normal episodes. So, because we got to work this beer out of the cellar. We do.
It will never happen because you keep buying more beer.
I have not bought much recently. Oh, no. Never mind.
That is false.
We
came home with masses... amount, but boxes of beer from the brewery.
I think only like 15 or 16 of those bottles were mine. Yeah.
Only.
When we went down to the brewery's store in DC, I was picking up beer for Nathan Klasnick and Kyle Norman, but I was also picking up for myself. But if you cut that in half, like half is you, half is me, really, because we share it all. So, like, really, my portion was only, like, 8 bottles, and you brought 8 into the house. That's how I view it.
We'll see.
Anyway, thank you, everyone, for checking this out. Oh, you should plug the Instagram.
Our new Instagram account.
I said we never do it, but Rebecca's doing it.
I'm doing it. Brutal Battle Podcast on Instagram.
Is that how you find it? Just Brutal Battle Podcast?
Yep.
So honestly, like, I'm impressed because Rebecca's gotten a lot of followers already in the short amount of time it's been up, and it's already way more effective than Facebook and Twitter, so.
Facebook is for old people now.
It's true. It is. And people who want their information stolen.
I mean, well, except Facebook and Instagram, I think, are owned by the same company.
Aren't they?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I feel like they're all one. Everything is one big, massive company.
All technology belongs to the same person.
That's what I feel like.
It's all Jeff Bezos or... No, that's Amazon. It's all Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you don't have an Instagram account, create an Instagram account. Follow Brutal Battle is your first thing. If you do have one, then obviously it's super easy to follow Brutal Battle. And then just let people know about us.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I love this beer podcast. You guys should check it out.
Well, Instagram's just fun because you can just look at pictures. Because honestly, that's why people use Facebook anyway. Is they just want to look at your pictures.
Yeah. So, simplification.
It's like Facebook without the drama.
Yeah. So we'll say, Oxbow, good job. Duclaw, good job. Actually, Oxbow and Duclaw, very good job. The brewery, good job. Blackberry Farm, middling job. Sorry. But thank you so much for checking this out. Until next time.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.